Hey, how's it going? What's going on? Hi, how are ya? Conversation is a lost art, and right now, well, I guess you're just listening to one grown man coloring. So we recorded a podcast last week, I think it was, and something messed up with it. We recorded for like 35 minutes, and all of a sudden it zonked out. We were using Audacity, and now I'm using GarageBand to do this one. And thank you to Eric Timmer. On YouTube, I looked up a GarageBand tutorial for 2015, how to record a podcast with GarageBand. I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm very illiterate when it comes to this technology stuff. So what I'm going to do, I wasn't able to save the Audacity podcast file before it froze up or closed or whatever it did. So I'm just going to play that file over my TV, which is hooked into my computer. And you guys will be able to hear it that way, so hopefully the sound isn't too shitty or anything like that. So I'm just going to do that. It isn't really interesting, good stuff for you guys to hear, but I'm just, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm just telling you what's going on. And you might hear me in the background going, "Oh, Charlie! Hi, Charlie. Come here, Charlie." I'm going to be playing with my dog in the background. I don't know if you'll hear that. You might hear, "Oh, fuck, cock, balls, ah." That would mean that he pissed on the floor or something like that. I already ate some fucking French toast. I was going to do this early in the day while I was eating my breakfast. But I finished eating my fucking French toast already. It was delicious. I put Saskatoon berry syrup on it. It was lovely. All right, so without further ado, here is the first little while of the Grown Man Coloring podcast that we did. I think it's episode 8. And then I'll check back in with you guys and then play the rest of it. I don't know how to do the editing and recover this file on Audacity and everything like that. I am about to fart on mic. So if you're not sure what the sound is that starts right at the beginning, I am farting. You can't really tell when you hear it. But anyways, okay, without further ado, here it is.
Oh, Jake, you dumb motherfucker. You dumb motherfucker.
Is it over?
It's on. We're going. We're rolling. Conversation is a lost start. And right here, you're just listening to a bunch of grown men coloring. I'm Lee.
I'm the other guy.
Yeah, me too.
That's Chris, and I'm...
You can't think of his name. Can't remember his fucking name. And we're back after a long absence. Although at the time that you hear this, it won't even be like a long absence because none of the 10 episodes we've recorded are even online.
These will be back.
There's shoes. No, I think there's like 8.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I think I'm gonna break down and get a Podbean account and spend some money and fucking put the thing on there. And that's that. Gotta make a logo too. Oh, and also Chief is here.
I can do that. You never asked me.
No. Oh, make a logo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We got all kinds of shitty logos for hockey.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have logos for your fantasy hockey teams?
Yeah, a few. I've made a few over the years. What's yours now? What is it?
Oh, I got Elmo.
It's Elmo. That's what
you have. Elmo? You have. Tell everyone at home what the name of your fantasy hockey team
like
is.
I feel like I did this in episode 1, and if you're like binge listening, which you wouldn't.
Yeah.
The only one binge listening
we might.
Would be
we might.
But if you're binge listening, I'm pretty sure I talked about this in like episode 2, that my team name is Aw Schwartz because I have Jaden Schwartz.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Proper.
It's like Auschwitz. Aw
Schwartz.
It's Aw Schwartz.
Aw Schwartz.
Yeah.
Schwartz, what'd you do?
And then
I put
a picture of the like...
Germany.
As my logo. And then I asked a few people if the name went too far because I'm kind of self-conscious about it for a bit. Turns out that maybe that coupled with the logo was a little much, so I went 180. Elmo.
Yeah, Elmo. I like that. That's
Elmo.
that's really well done.
Yeah.
I appreciate
Elmo.
That. Yeah. And Chief was our guest. He just bonked his head on the door. Chief is also our guest. Our guest on the show today.
Chief,
he's a boxer.
He's one of our two dogs from the podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
Your dog will be.
I guess Charlie will be. I have a new dog. That's another new development since the last time you listened. I got a dog. His name is Charlie. I think.
Papa.
Did we talk about Charlie?
We did.
It's been so funny.
We didn't talk about him. because you haven't got a name yet. We just talked about you and the process of doing
getting a dog. So we didn't get to hear Lee agonizing over and over again about accidents and being pissed off and shitting on floors and all that stuff.
Did we not?
Maybe we did.
Sounds like
it's been too long.
Topic, actually.
Yeah, it was
today he made two fucking accidents on the floor upstairs today. Oh, any of you guys want some risotto?
Oh,
it's Italian rice. It's delicious.
Are we going over yet?
I've also got some Twizzlers.
Oh shit!
So
I'm gonna pass on everything. I'm gonna be a good boy.
You got your bourbon and with Coke Zero, and that's about it. I got some Skittles as well, but you're gonna have to finish them like a grocery bag.
I'm okay actually. I had a very healthy meal that I cooked myself.
Nice. I'll sell you.
No. Actually, it was pork chops and fried chickpeas.
Ooh.
Yeah, some kind of salad.
I'm gonna eat some of this risotto right here. In front of everyone.
I'm New Year's resolution. I'm gonna try and start running again with Fatso here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna lose weight together, you and Chief.
I think he's gotten to be such a fat ass.
And no.
So wide. It's more. Get out of there, Chief. He's licking your.
Ah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not gonna eat the lid. As long as I lick the bowl, it's okay.
Well, I'm not committed to this, but I think I've resolved to only drink on days that I work out.
Huh.
And I have to define a workout has to be something that like I change my clothes for.
Okay, that's I like that.
It's good.
I like that a lot.
You eat it and it's not yet. You don't have to drink.
No.
I must drink.
The biggest thing that makes this tough is if I want to go for a drink after work.
Yeah, and what about the nights where you just randomly get drunk without planning to get drunk and you'll have broken your resolution.
Well, but then I'll have to just work, like, hey, clearly Friday, Saturdays, gotta work out sometime. Like, I just gotta figure that out, right?
Yeah.
That's.
Or you have to work out on a day.
No, don't make excuses. Don't circumvent it. I gotta work out on the day I want to drink.
Okay.
And so then I just gotta, like, figure it out. You know?
Yeah. Maybe you'll have to run home from the bar. If you didn't get a workout in that day,
but then I don't. But if I
then you didn't change your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you'll have to take your clothes.
But it also means that slow pitch is a workout. Slow pitch is
not a workout.
It is
not
a workout.
It is absolutely 100% not a workout.
A calorie in event.
No. Well, sports are. Yes.
You'll definitely consume more calories than you'll burn by a long shot playing slow pitch.
Yeah.
What if you drink Molson 67? I guess you can have half of one.
I mean, I would venture to say that, like, for competitive slow pitch players, you might even consume more calories than you, depending on what those guys do in the middle of a game or how much they like chew tobacco. I don't know if chewing tobacco has calories in it.
Softball or
Gatorade.
Slow pitch is a very clean.
It's not a lot of stuff.
At the high end.
I mean, maybe even competitive slow pitch where they're not drunk as fuck while they're playing, they might be drinking enough Gatorade that they're taking in more calories than they're burning.
What is competitive slow pitch, though, in your opinion? Mm. Like these SASPA tournaments, are these?
Well, I don't know. I'm not around for those, but I know they have like slow pitch on TV where like you have a limit to how many home runs you can hit.
Yeah, they have
a
limit to home runs.
At a certain level in slow pitch here?
Yeah. Like in the,
okay.
In
well,
the,
then I guess that would mean.
In the D4 co-ed league that I play in, there's a home run limit.
Oh, what the fuck was that? Sorry, guys. I bit something. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that noise? That
I heard on the podcast.
Okay. Well, hopefully you guys heard it too. I felt like
a hard bit.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's just a hard bit of risotto there.
Fucking times.
Maybe Lisa's trying to kill me. We yeah. I don't know. But yeah.
Hey, what's the matter, you with your fucking risotto? Hey.
Yeah, I've had sausage, you know, you get like a sausage McMuffin or anything sausage, you get like one of those random things.
It's like I had gravel in it. There.
Asshole bone in it or something.
Yeah, fucking chunk of gravel. Asshole bone.
That's
yeah,
intense.
Chief,
fuck off.
Just like sitting right down, like face to face.
Chief, just staring into your eyes.
Yeah.
He's
watch out, bud, you'll fall in love.
He doesn't get to hang around a lot of grown men. Me, so
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't really get excited for you guys. So.
Yeah. Just gets to be around
take
little...
me for a run? This guy won't.
This guy won't take me for a run, but you will. Won't you?
Dude, dog park, let me turn me loose.
So my dog and
yeah.
Chief went to the dog park together, so
yeah.
Let's hear a little bit about
that. There wasn't much to tell. It's not really a great topic, because they were both pretty good. Like, Chief is a big boxer, and he kind of said, hi, Charlie, how you doing? Okay, bye. And then that was it. He was gone. And then he'd come back, he'd be like, hi, Charlie, how you doing? And then Charlie would hide Elise's feet.
Yeah, he's a pussy.
Or he'd kind of back off a little bit, and then Chief would be like, okay, fuck up. And he's gone. Okay, bye. And then that was more or less it. And it was kind of dead there, but that's a nice little part. It'll be the only thing I was saying will suck when it's windy.
It's so wide open.
Yeah, and it'll be buggy as shit.
Oh, it will. Yeah, because it's like out in the bush.
It's in the swamp, more or less.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But
there's no houses around there yet.
The key to that, every one of them gets like that. No way, I'd never go there in the spring because of the ticks.
He got
covered in ticks when Nate took them once in spring.
Really?
It's not never. You just got to be super diligent and, like, because Charlie's got long hair. Like,
yeah.
You gotta brush them and, like,
I found a
when you take them to the dog park, you'll be bathing them every time he comes home anyway. Get his long hair out, get super dirty.
Yeah, he'll get filthy.
You'll give him a good buzz in the spring, though.
Sometimes so, yeah, because he'll get hot.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how he doesn't get hot in the house now. His hair's so long.
Have you asked him? Maybe he is.
Yeah, I should say, hey, Charlie, you know, would you like a haircut? Are you getting hot?
Probably not.
No.
But yeah, usually in like May, June, even early July. It depends on the year, but usually by July, they kind of fucked off the ticks and shit.
Okay.
Dying off. But
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
nice knowing a couple
you
of
you can still go, it's just you're going to run the risk.
You're running risk. I don't want to take risk.
Those things are gross. I've had them on this. So.
Yeah.
You don't want those things on you.
No. All right, well, I'm going to start a reoccurring segment that we have here on Grown Men Coloring called Lee Leaves So That He Doesn't Monopolize the Entire Show.
Okay.
I got pissed really bad, so I'm going to go have a piss, and that'll
give you where to go.
That'll give
you. I would like to hear these episodes, because what if
this
segment's total shit?
Yeah. I wouldn't think that it is.
Probably not.
Wait,
it's
probably
like the best part of the show.
Me and you did this last
week. The question wasn't posed to you.
Yeah.
Oh. I just walked out. I tried to go out the closet. There's a closet in this room,
yeah.
And I just opened it up and tried to walk out.
Just poop in
if
the
I
closet.
If I had pissed really bad, I might have just pissed in the closet there.
I'd rather you didn't, but.
No, I went through the wrong door.
There's a lot of fluids that are dried all over this place. So.
If there's flecks of shit, I'll put you literal shit.
This carpet made me a little crusty. I don't need to tell you why.
No.
Honestly, I barely spent any time down.
Fuck, I thought he'd never leave.
I know.
That's
for me. That's for me. That's for Lee in like 2018.
When he listens to these.
When he buys the account and puts these fucking things up.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, listen how high our voices are. You're so young.
I'm so nasally.
Oh,
that happened.
Yeah. I can't stand my own voice. I used to be a journalist and so I'd have to record all my phone conversations. And press conferences and like, you get used to it, but I'm just, I just want to punch that guy's fucking face.
It's so weird because I feel like I read something about this, actually, but I think there's a thing, because you sound, when I hear you, like if I were to hear audio of you, it sounds perfect, it sounds exactly like Scott Chalice.
Yeah.
But I am the only person that sounds out of tune to me.
Yeah.
But then you're the only person that sounds out of tune.
Everybody feels that way. Everybody, because you're hearing from them down here,
yeah.
Next somewhere. So you sound like a deep voice.
Yeah.
I actually sound like this. Actually, in real life, when I listen to that recording,
ow.
I'm like, how can a big fat guy have such a high voice? It's not fair, damn it.
But you get what you get. You can't. You could do a fake voice all the time, I bet, but it would be exhausting.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. It's always. I don't know. I don't even know what kind of voice I would want to have. But
it's
putting
on a lot of expectations.
Not for me.
Say that my next girlfriend wants to be Australian.
Oh,
or at least have an Australian accent.
That's what she
did. Imagine if she's Canadian, doesn't have one.
Yeah.
She's just got to fake it for basically ever. Or until I die.
Yeah.
Or until we break up.
Yeah.
If I meet some bitch that's crazy enough to fake an accent the whole time.
I'm broke
it. Sorry. Is this like a model that
was I'm building it. I can
I'll put it down. Oh fuck, there's glue, I'll put it down. Okay.
It's so fair. Oh, the kitty. She's a bitch. Yeah, she's over this.
She getting bigger.
She's so fat right now.
Really?
When she goes outside all summer, she comes back all skinny and like stretched out.
Yeah.
All the cat orgies.
She's from getting banged by other cats.
Get fucking railed over the truck. The abandoned truck next door. But we got to talking there. We were talking. I don't even know what we were talking about. Yeah. It was a bust of a segment.
Oh really?
We did continue to.
This concludes.
Leads back to tell us what to talk about.
Monopolize the podcast.
Neat.
Yeah. You know what's shitty?
What's shitty?
Charlie. I was thinking about this when I was pissing today. Just now.
Yeah.
Still.
It really sucks when your dog pisses on your carpet while you're masturbating. It really, like, you're a big fat fucking failure when that happens.
Yeah.
That happened today. He pissed on the carpet once. That time I wasn't with him.
Yeah.
And he pissed on the carpet another time, and I was masturbating while that happened. So that's... That's like the biggest neglect.
Yeah.
Like,
is it?
It is never more your fault when a dog pisses on your carpet than if it happens on your watch while you're masturbating.
Yeah, there's not much else.
It's 100% my fault.
Watch your dog like 100% of the time.
Yeah, we do right now. So maybe we can
figure out. You guys will break down and be like, "Fuck it, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore." And then you just. You know, you just let the dog be okay. You're like, oh, he pissed in the corner. He pissed over here. Oh, well, let's just clean up. Oh, it's dry, actually. We don't have to really worry about it. You know? You guys are probably overkilling still. But
especially on carpet.
It's your first dog.
The worst when he pisses on carpet.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
It's not
like he doesn't have a fucking rug. Just get a new rug. Oh, and that's what we're going to do. He's pissed like, I think we might have counted.
Don't count.
It was like 40, like it was a lot.
Yeah.
Like, cause under the rug you can see all the spots even after you clean it, and it's like, holy fuck, like I can't believe.
Yeah. This is what our carpet looks like underneath. Yeah.
Well, I think our carpet there's only been like 5 or 6, 7.
I can't believe your dog's pissed that much.
God.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to have to watch them all day long because we absolutely have to watch them all day long.
Yeah. I mean, you block off where you can go, and then.
You learn his system. Chief, definitely, you know.
Set him up on a good routine.
Pretty
that's important.
Yeah. His routine is pisses on puppy pads first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Because the hope is always that he'll piss and then go back to bed. But it always ends up that he has to shit and piss in the morning. So he pisses on the puppy pad, we put him back to bed, and he barks. So then it turns out he has to shit. He doesn't know how to poop on puppy pads yet, so we have to take him outside to shit.
Oh, that's not unusual.
And then goes back to bed for a few hours, so that's nice. Except what really gets me angry is if I take him to his puppy pad first thing in the morning, pisses on it, we put him back to bed, and then he barks and scratches and whatever, so we're like, oh, he's got to shit. All right. And then we take him outside to shit, and he doesn't shit. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what'd you wake me up for?
Well,
like, why are we here? Why are we here, Charlie?
I could sleep till 11:45. Fuck.
It happens at like 6 in the morning, and I could sleep till... depending on what...
There's memes about that on the internet, man. Like, dogs do that.
Like,
they wanna go,
why are we here?
They want to go outside, and then they, like, smell something, and then they just, like, want to come back in.
Yeah.
Ryan used to do it all the time, because we just, like...
Yeah.
We let her out by the, you know, the couch was right by the door, so it wasn't much, but like she'd sit at the glass, she'd tap the glass to go out, we'd let her out, and then she'd go out and basically do a loop, and then tap the glass to come in, and then like, you'd go like, fuck you just want it out, we're just staying out there, and then she'd go straight at us and like, bark,
open the fucking door,
open the fucking door,
let her in, and then basically, he does a loop inside and walks back out. Like,
you're fucking idiot.
Love them,
and they're pretty smart, but they're not. They're not.
Yeah. he barked at a mailman today, which was fucking awesome. Because it's funny. Because of the stereotype of it is fucking funny. The other part that was fucking funny about it is, and this is like, to the point where I'm not exactly sure 100% that he barked at a mailman. I'm pretty sure that he did. I just want to believe that he barked at a mailman because it's really funny. We took him outside. And, or I took him outside, and then as I'm carrying him back inside after he's done, there's a mailman, like, on the other side of our fence, and then, like, on the other side of a back alley, and, like, five houses down. And he's looking in that general direction, and, like, his, like, little, you guys have heard his little, like, you know, his good bark. He has a, and he has a yappy-ass bark. He's giving the, and, like, looking in that direction, and I see that, and I'm, like, this is fucking hilarious. He's barking at a mailman, which is a stereotypical dog thing, and I think stereotypes are hilarious. And also, this mailman is, like, barely, like, I don't even know if he can see that mailman yet. If his eyes have developed well enough to be able to see that far away,
probably not,
to know that's a mailman. So I got a kick out of that today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my unemployed, uneventful day. I masturbated, and my dog pissed on the carpet, and then he barked at a mailman.
That's pretty eventful.
Yeah. And then I went and played basketball for a week.
Yeah, I know you have, but have you seen your Star Wars yet?
So we can't talk about Star Wars yet. Way to go, Chris. Nobody wants to twist
my knees. I watched five of the six.
Good for you. Well, that's more emotional than I put into it. I'm into
Well, you've that. Already seen them. Well, I guess everyone's already seen them. Yeah, everyone's already seen them. You've already seen them. You just
yeah, I just
think
been,
more.
Like, literally, like, 10
yeah.
years since
well, that's cool. That's a good way to do it. That's
awesome.
I meant, I certainly meant to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do them all, but
I did all three of the prequels last year.
Okay.
I felt like I was pretty familiar with 4, 5, and 6, but I did 1, 2, and 3 last year.
Not a bad idea, but you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Work's got a thing next Wednesday.
You told me these things.
And now that I've rewatched them all, though, like, I kind of don't want to. I'm like, it's only, I've made it this long without seeing it, so why would I, like, work's going to pay for it, but, like, you know, it's going to be, they'll give it my money, so, like, I don't know.
I'm just amazed that you were so, well, like, steadfast on sticking to watching those before going to see the new one, because I was so terrified of getting spoiled.
Well,
I
saw it for me.
Like,
yeah,
Thursday
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
The Thursday that it came out, that night, I saw it. Just terrified of spoilers.
I even saw it a second time.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. What do you think on the second go?
It was better. You could watch... Sorry, because I interrupted you. It was better because you could watch it without, like, the anticipation, and, like, you're, like, honestly, when you went into it, you're like, I hope this is gonna happen, don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
And you're watching it, like, almost with apprehension a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't have that, like, I've just heard of people say
you've
that
got
it's a
that.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Like,
it would be
that's almost, like, making my, like, anxiety, but I want to see it more now that I know that it gets, like, a good vote from...
It's very worthwhile. These days I get, you know, having little kids. And, you know.
Anyone that says it's a shitty movie is a cunt.
Yeah.
Or they hate Star Wars.
Well, they're just,
like,
trying to be contrarian, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't think it's the best Star Wars movie there ever has been. But it's very good. And if anyone that says otherwise is trying to be contrarian, they hate Star Wars. Or they're... whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe their grandma died recently.
Yeah, they had a bad day. Yeah, like they.
It's
good. It's very good.
Yeah. For me, I just don't get a lot of opportunities to watch movies or as much as.
I really want a DVD dog right now.
You should.
Give it a guillotine joke.
You can even just headlock him real hard.
Reap around his
neck. DVD is the one just fall back in your shoe.
Could even do a vertical suplex on it.
That's awesome. You totally could. He wants you to.
Darren, you're going to do it.
That's funny. Okay, so we can't talk Star Wars. We can't talk Star Wars.
So
that's fine.
What is your favorite Star Wars movie at this point? You've rewatched
okay,
four
so
out of the six.
As a kid, it was Return of the Jedi. Like I said, I hadn't seen them in like 10 years or
mm-hmm.
I can't even long time.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to rewatch them, and I think after rewatching them, I did them the Machete Order.
Yeah.
And I think it's The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the consensus.
Then Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. I've
always voted Return of the Jedi just because I love the ending and the way that it wraps up and
yeah.
the happy
yeah.
ending, but maybe if I watched them again, I mean, it was not long ago that I watched them again.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Lisa into them, or not into them, I don't think she's in love with Star Wars, but
yeah.
I wanted to get her to watch Star Wars because
yeah.
she'd never seen them, so I watched them with her, and I still, I
see,
maybe
I
just was so
in love with them either, like, I enjoyed them, but I like... I like the movie. Like I like the movies. I'm not gonna dress up by any means or anything. And I clearly it's been weeks and I haven't gone to the thing yet. But I enjoy the storyline. Like it's fun. But like yeah, I haven't watched it in 10 years, so I'm gonna watch it fun again. But
yeah.
I don't know that. I think that the hype around like the movies are good, and I guess that there's a lot of them. But I don't know if it's all
yeah.
the entire series is all that it's cracked up to be.
Yeah,
it's still very good.
No.
Like, I'm not knocking it for what it is, but I think the hype around it is bigger than it is.
Certainly. No,
yeah.
it has a lot to do with, you know, when it came out.
It was
such a groundbreaking
thing. So
groundbreaking.
But, you know, it's such a humongous thing that it's so hard to live up to that. But this...
It's bigger than itself. Like
I'm impressed with what they did, though. Like,
yeah.
It's
very good. It's a very good movie.
It was I would almost say it was an 80-90% chance it would be... You know, at the best, okay, at the worst, disappointing. But
mm-hmm.
they hit that golden
10%. I think it's a very good movie. I really hope you like it.
It's kind of the criticisms on the old ones, right? Like, because that's an easy series to fuck up.
Yeah.
Like,
you mean?
Well, now the criticisms on that, like,
I think it's easy to fuck up now because of the prequels. I think had the prequels
sure.
not happened, had the prequels not happened. This movie might not even be getting nearly the positive reception that it has been.
That's so interesting.
I think regardless, it's still a good movie. It's still a really good movie. I think it does get positivity, but I think there might be more disappointment. Like, there might be people that are disappointed in this one had the prequels never happened.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. You might be right. Yeah,
the
prequels certainly lowered the bar that it needed to
mm-hmm.
be, but at the same time, it that really drew a line in the sand between what was
yeah. and it's a lot of pressure.
True, you might call it true Star Wars versus
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, and it's a lot of pressure for the guys
yeah.
making the new Star Wars movies after it's a lot more pressure on the filmmakers of these Star
totally.
Wars after the prequels.
Can't
yeah.
It's an incredible.
You can fuck this up. You
yeah.
can't fuck
yeah.
this up again.
No,
yeah.
exactly.
Right,
100%.
Yeah, you know, they're gonna pump up the movies anyways, but they've really by not fucking up they've punched their golden ticket
mm-hmm.
had a golden ticket and they punched it
yeah.
again. So
yeah.
you know,
granted, there's two more movies in this, right?
But
there's five more movies, two in the trilogy.
Every year, you're gonna
three
get
more anthology movies, which are gonna be stories outside of the main kind of episodic continuity.
Oh.
So you're gonna get Rogue One next year. This year, Rogue One.
Yeah,
year.
Right away here, actually.
Later in the year, I think it's there's still.
So this is like a.
I think it's not May. It's later year.
I think it's like. Maybe it's even December again. Rogue One is going to be the story of how they got the Death Star plans before Episode 4. So, you know, like the one she has right at the very beginning of Princess
yeah.
Leia.
How the Rebels
yeah.
knew how to destroy the Death Star.
Yeah, how they got those plans. And that's all we know.
Nothing
else. All new characters. I think Darth Vader will make an appearance. But it'll probably be like, you know, playing back on a shot.
No dialogue, I would assume
no dialogue. And then you're gonna get young Han Solo movie.
Could be really good.
I have faith now.
Yeah, me too. And you know what?
An interesting backstory to be told.
Yeah.
And with these I think they do have a little bit less pressure. I think they can fuck up some of these anthology movies. I hope they don't,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the end of the world if one of these anthology movies fucks up.
They have a lot less. They're just telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
All they got to do is tell a nice small scale kind of
mm-hmm.
tight good good movie.
I'd love to see them do that with Star Wars. Make little $30 million budget, small story Star Wars movies that tell stories. I'd love I really like the idea of a Han Solo movie.
I
think it could be really good. I'm not sure, but
I'm definitely less worried after the episode 7.
After episode
7. I want the episodes, like the main continuity ones, to just
blow it out of the water.
You know, like, compared to those, it would kind of suck if one of those was like, actually, that's the best Star Wars right there. Is the third one, we don't know what it is yet, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of things, you know, a lot of
speculation. Five more?
There'll be five movies on the slate that right now, and it's, I think it's one a year.
Okay.
Yeah,
so episode one,
so another another trilogy and three.
Yeah, kind of non.
And we're talking
not in the immediate, like not
chronological.
This is like
it's a Lord of the Rings type.
Hopefully, much better than that. I haven't seen any of those Hobbit movies, but I've heard they're shitty.
Yeah.
But it's similar characters, same realm, obviously,
yeah.
but
yeah.
different. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited. But mm-hmm. I definitely would like to see the episodes to be the best movies.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get Rogue One this year. We're gonna get Episode 8 the following year, and then it must be Han Solo.
Yeah, maybe young Han Solo.
Maybe they'll do that one and another one before Episode 9. Because I figure they want to stamp it Episode 9.
Yeah. That might be the big. But I'm really 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 excited for Episodes 8 and 9 because Rian Johnson is writing and directing them.
Just eight.
He's not doing nine.
Colin Trevorrow's doing
nine. Oh, really? Is he writing nine? Do you know, or is
he's
it,
writing eight? I don't know.
He's writing and directing.
JJ's
right
producing
now.
Still.
Okay.
I think that's how it is.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a crack team. So they got
nice.
A ton of run the show.
Yeah, I'm really excited about eight. Rian Johnson is the guy who have you seen Looper?
Looper.
And there's another little movie on that. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but it's his first movie. It's called Brick, and I actually love that movie. It's super. Indie. It's an indie movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's fucking awesome, actually, I think.
And Rogue One is, Colin Trevorrow's episode. Rogue One is Gareth Edwards.
That's right, I knew that.
Yeah. Han Solo, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, Han Solo, I think Lawrence Kasdan talked about it. He's one of the writers. I don't think he's doing the directing. I think he's kind
he's of, working
I think
on
that's
writing.
His last project he's doing for
yeah.
the team. He's doing that and then it's all. But I like how they're doing kind of the Marvel thing where they're bringing in we've talked about this.
I
bring in another guys.
Yeah,
there's a guy different views, but keeping the kind of behind the scenes producing type and the writing team's kind of all the same a little bit to keep continuity.
See, I'd like them to make sure that they give their filmmakers freedom.
Yeah.
Like the one knock on Marvel we're hearing more and more is that they're not the best at giving their they hire great filmmakers to make their movies and they make good to great movies. And in my opinion, Marvel movies are. I haven't seen a bad Marvel movie since the first Thor. They're all good to great. They're varying degrees of good to great, but apparently they don't give their filmmakers and writers, you know, Edgar Wright, quit Ant-Man or was fired from Ant-Man or whatever. They're allegedly, they're very controlled in the way, and they still always make good movies.
There's
but,
like a manual. That comes
with yeah, there's a man, exactly. They got to follow a manual. Whereas I feel like you're better off giving these artists the freedom to make their choices, and I trust that
it's gonna be tough to do though to like write
such a big franchise.
Well, not only such a big franchise, but I assume there's some point where you go, okay, writers, you're writing the movies now for the next 15 years of this franchise. You gotta write them right now, and then you need to lay out that in Ant-Man. Here are the different Easter eggs that need to reveal, and here's
I think it's
the real subplot lines that we're going to need for this other movie that's going to come out in 7 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a little looser than that, but no, you're right, though. It's probably like, we need this guy to be here, you know, here's how we want everyone to align up for this,
this
know,
movie
the end of
end
phase
this
two.
Way,
you know.
And it's a very, you're in a, well, and, like, with a lot of these movies, I think you get into trouble because with, like, Marvel, you're building towards Infinity War.
Yeah.
So, like, there's going to be all these movies about the bad guys getting the Infinity Gems.
Yeah.
And you're watching these movies knowing that they get them.
Yeah.
But you still got to make it compelling. And I think that might start to become problems with Rogue One when they're trying to find the Death Star plans. You know they're going to find them.
That's a problem with prequels. And, you know, like you said, and like, anywhere where you know where it's kind of going to go, right? is that it's you know, they gotta make a story that keeps you in it.
Yeah.
And
all the time. Yeah.
And that's that kind of sucks, but it's pretty cool that they can pull it off still, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I could see it being hard for a franchise to give artists free reign on their, like it's, you want to be,
but it, there's,
you know, you make crazy, bold choices, and that might be something that down the road, you can't fix, you know, five movies down the road, you can't fix something.
Yeah, they could always retcon stuff.
But that's shitty. Look at Spider-Man. Like,
you
could retcon stuff.
Something with something continuity. It's just,
it's basically like,
and I mean, you rewrite history.
Yeah. Like, X-Men Days of Future Past pretty much retconned X-Men 3.
Oh.
Like, there's a bunch of stuff from X-Men 3 that, well, I don't know. It's hard to say.
I always think of retconning as being way more dirty than that. They just basically change. They'd say, oh, what happened to so-and-so? Oh, he died. And then the last movie, he didn't die, but you just kind of
decided
sloppily. It's just crummy writing, usually.
Yeah, usually it's egregious and gross, and you know it, you see it.
I know this guy couldn't come to a con actor, he's doing a better movie, or, you know, like, so, I don't know. But,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
Marvel's
a heart attack taking shit the other day, and that's what killed him. Save the universe, but heart attack got him.
Yeah, like Will Smith and Independence Day, that's what they killed him off the screen.
Killed
him in the past.
Yeah.
And Will Smith, I read.
Or they decided that something that he did in Independence Day didn't do.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, like, let's say that it wasn't a computer virus that got the shields to get let down. It was an alien that was actually a human that had been turned into an alien. Like, you know, they changed something that happened. They retconned the story to do this.
It's
usually really shitty.
It's sloppy.
It's
not fuckers. It's frowned upon.
So is there a good way to do that? Because, like, isn't there, DC do, like, the 52? And didn't with Star Wars,
Marvel apparently has done that, too. There's, like, a Golden Age and, like, the Silver Age. And
I read a thing today. It was on io9.com, favorite site. They had this thing where it was, like, 29 times characters who didn't return to a series got written out of the story or something like that.
Yeah.
And one of them was Will Smith. One of them was, I don't want to pull it up. But it was just talking about how, like, so many characters who don't return for the next installment of a season or something.
Yeah.
How they basically, the different ways that they kind of interestingly kind of rule people out. So, it's not uncommon. It happens all the time.
Yeah. But, like, you know, DC Comics and Marvel, like you were saying, like, they...
And that's where it zonks out. So, thanks for listening. Right around this part, we're still talking away about, you know, retconning and how, like, eventually they redo characters because time, whatever. And probably at about here, we realize that everything we've just said isn't recording anymore. And, oh, fuck. And, oh, shit, how do we get this to work? Blah, blah, blah. And... Whatever, and then we stopped the recording and picked up some more recording right away here. There's Charlie in the background. He's kenneled up. I'm just stringing rackets in the downstairs while this is going on. So we can't have him in the basement because he might get into something we don't want him to get into. Okay, so here is the kind of ending. The ending part of the...
Okay. We recorded a podcast, and I don't know what the fuck. Conversation in the Lost Art, this is Grown Man Coloring. We recorded a podcast for about a half hour, and Audacity, I hear all these horror stories about Audacity being fucked and screwing up and being shitty. Not that many stories, but I hear some stories about it. It had never happened to me. Recorded a few podcasts on it for some fucking reason. I don't know why. Maybe it was that porn that I watched while my dog pissed on the carpet today. That we've told that story, and I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know if we're going to get that thing that 30 minutes back. I don't know what the fuck's going on. We're just going to record this one. It's going to be about 20 minutes long. I'm not very happy right now. 10 minutes long. It's going to be about 10 minutes long. And fuck you, Audacity.
You're
if you're hearing this, up your game. This shouldn't happen.
How much did you pay for the program?
It's free program.
Well, then
you're right. Okay, it's free. Maybe I'm out of line. Okay,
the audacity.
My
audacity.
Apologies. It's your free program, so that's great.
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. However, like if you're gonna fuck up, please don't fuck up. I mean, for some people, it fucks up 2 hours into something and they lose everything.
Fuck up other people, but not me. We're
no.
We got 4 minutes here.
Just don't fuck up. Period. And if you're gonna fuck up, don't make it easy for me to fix it because I don't know what the fuck's going on. Or whatever. Okay.
What?
Yeah. So we can't talk about Star Wars.
We can talk about hockey or football.
I saw The Hateful Eight.
Period sex.
Yeah. Talk about period sex. I saw The Hateful Eight.
Did you? How was it?
I was very disappointed. That hasn't happened.
I am a little surprised. Yeah,
it's been a long time since I've watched it. I guess it hasn't been that long. Since I've watched a Tarantino
Jackie
movie.
Brown disappointing?
Death Proof? Death Proof disappointed. I would have to rewatch Death Proof to find out whether The Hateful Eight is the worst Tarantino movie my least favorite Tarantino movie is what I should say.
I get it.
The
least good.
The least good, yeah. It's still good. I still liked it. There's some stuff in it that's awesome. Because it's a Tarantino movie and, you know.
It's not all shit.
No, I mean, there's always going to be great stuff. And there is great stuff in this movie. And I like the movie. But it's 3 hours long.
Yeah.
The first hour and a half of it moves at a snail's pace, in my opinion. There's some really amazing scenes in it. There's one in particular, and the movie really picks up from that scene on.
Yeah.
Don't
give too much.
The movie's kind of, to me, it's sort of pointless.
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away. I just find that like. The story that he's telling, I don't know. Django Unchained and Glorious Bastards both had a shit ton of things to say about, you know, things we've done in our history. Not that every Tarantino movie has to do that at all. I really love when he just, you know, makes fucked up shit. There's just no, I don't know, it just felt kind of empty to me and sort of pointless. Like, there was no really real reason to get behind any of the characters. There's unreal acting, there's unreal scenes and stuff, but it was just kind of like, to me, kind of a pointless story. It was really long, it was super slow at times, and just sort of unsatisfying and disappointing.
I was a little bummed that, like, I hadn't seen it, I know nothing about it, I'll wait for Netflix one. Like, now I will, at least after your review there. But I was kind of annoyed he went Western again.
Yeah,
so
yeah, me
soon.
Too.
Like,
me too.
You could go back to that well if you want, but give us something else first.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
I'm not a huge Westerns fan.
Me neither. I've never been a big Westerns fan. Had this movie, maybe if I was, you know, coming all over myself from this movie, I might say, okay, I have no problem that he made another Western. But upon hearing he was making another Western, I was kind of like, well, it's Tarantino. Like, it's, you know, but
I
was kind of disappointed. Yeah.
I want something newer. I want him to go back to the original world, which is like Underworld.
He should do space.
Apparently,
he should read Moonraker. Yeah.
Funny you should say that. Apparently, he is looking.
Sci-fi.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Wonderful.
And
yes.
I'm very ridiculously,
you
as
go
a
girl.
Sci-fi
yeah.
nerd,
totally.
I would love to see that.
What his take?
What his take on that would be is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he is there. Last I heard, there's plans for Kill Bill 3. As well, Kill Bill Volume 3. So that might be the next one up as well, or it might be the sci-fi.
That story's told. Isn't
it?
Yeah. But, I mean, there's a reason he's got more stuff to say.
I don't want it. He could do it. I just don't. I think I'd go for the sci-fi.
You can do what you want.
That sci-fi idea sounds way more intriguing.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I love Kill Bill.
He's
going to
do another
like,
Western, though, isn't he? Like, he's doing like the, his own dirty, or whatever, the Man of the Moon trilogy type. With Westerns, they're not connected, but he's just doing like.
I didn't know he was making another Western.
I thought it was three as well.
Really,
Like, kind of like the Sergio Leone.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really, really not. I shouldn't be talking about that because I don't even know the name right, but I thought that's what I had read was that was kind of his.
Oh, yeah, that is his plan.
But I hope he does stick to it. Or that I'm mistaken.
I know that he's got a sci fi in the world, like, plans. In the works, and I know that there was talk about Kill Bill Volume 3, and he wanted to wait a long time before that coming up to give the bride a period of peace.
Yeah.
So he, like, yes, that story is already told, but Apparently not, because the guy who told it had plans, had more to say a long time ago. Like, this isn't like a, you know, anything that, you know, it was a long time ago that I was hearing that he wanted to do Kill Bill Volume 3. So when people hear sequel, they often, you know, jump to, you know, unfavorable conclusions, and some of the time they're right.
He doesn't do sequels.
Yeah, see, like, when Kill Bill Volume 2 was not a sequel, that was
it's
just, like,
supposed to be one movie.
Well, it is. Like, that's
it absolutely is. It is. Yeah, you're right. It is. It's one story, it's one movie, but he wanted to release Kill Bill as one movie. Just one 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
Or, you know, 3.5-hour, like a really long-ass movie, 3.5, 3:45.
So this would literally...
And they wanted him to split it up, so he split it up.
So you're talking about Kill Bill 2.
Yeah, I guess. Kill Bill 2.
The sequel.
Yeah, which is the actual sequel.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
But it costs 3 DVDs.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, I mean, see, like, there's people that love it, so I'm definitely not, you know, the...
Is this one of these, would you, because I'm the kind of guy that never loves much the first time, like, well, some things I do, but would you come, or do you think you could come around on this one? Like, would you get, you'll probably give it a second and third chance.
Eventually, I don't think I'd watch it again in one sitting.
Yeah.
Maybe I would. So 3 hours is a long time to, when you're at home and there is stuff you could go do.
Yeah.
Movie theaters are...
online.
Yeah, movie theaters are great. Yeah, figure out how to put podcasts online. You're right. Have the episodes. Yeah, on the other part of the episode that may never air, we also sort of kind of addressed the reason. Well, I don't know if we addressed the reason, but the fact that there have been 8 of these fucking things and none of them are online yet. So, yeah, I'm glad you guys are pressuring me because that's what I need here. So,
yeah. I don't think I'll be in another one until I hear the others.
Okay.
Throwing it down.
All right. You're giving me an ultimatum.
Ultimarium.
Well, yeah. No, yeah.
It's an ultimatum.
It is.
Don't call it what it is.
I didn't mean it to be.
It is
what it is.
It's more sarcasm.
It's fucking out there now.
It's not on the internet. It's not on the internet, so you guys can hear that. That's. Yeah, I mean, I don't. Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, it could be something I come around to love.
Yeah.
I don't know. But maybe. Who knows? Hard to say. I was really tired when I saw it. Like, it was New Year's Day, and Chris was over. We partied hard on New Year's Day, and I got up early to watch the Winter Classic. I was tired. I got up. No, I was up at like 10:30.
Well, you went to bed.
And I went to bed at 5.
Yeah.
5:30.
You didn't get a lot of sleep.
I didn't get up early, but I had not had a lot of sleep yet when I watched the movie.
Fair.
And it's, you know, maybe hard to watch a 3-hour movie that's very slow at times.
Yeah.
If you've only slept for
5 hours.
I find
I rarely just come around on a movie, but I'll maybe just be like, okay.
The only thing, music is the only thing that I would say that 100% I have to listen repeatedly. I have to. There's no way that I, like, it's incredibly rare for me to love an album the first time I listen to it.
Yeah.
Maybe not rare for me to love it, but there's no way that I like something more the first time I hear it than, you know, the times after that. Never. I can't ever say, except if it was, like, a funny song.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a song, or a song that's not very good. And maybe at the time I thought it was really good, and as I listened to it more and more, I realized it wasn't very good. But music... 100% gets better for me the more I listen, and I have to listen to it more for it to improve for me. I wouldn't say that it's like that with anything else.
Yeah.
I would say that you're most like, I will like films more sometimes if I see them more often, but more often than not.
I know sometimes I find movies with really deep plots, like there's some stuff that I missed the first time.
Yeah.
And then I go back and like, that changes this character, this improves this story, just like this one little
100%
nugget that I missed. And it's not, I guess you're right, like it's not going to significantly turn
sometimes me. I don't know about significantly, but there are times when I would say that I like a movie more after seeing it more. That happens, I wouldn't say regularly, but it does happen a fair bit.
It's not unheard of.
I would say most of the time I like it the most when I first see it, but maybe not. Hard to say. But I know that I don't know that I come around on something that I was disappointed with or
Yeah.
I don't know that, like, I rated it
you
three.
You might like it more by watching it again, but you're
yeah.
not going to be like, oh, this
I love
this,
it now.
This is now.
So this is a five. This is a 5-star on the Netflix rating, whereas when I saw it the first time, it was a 3.
Yeah.
I rated it a 3 today.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's going to get up to a 5 for me. I love it. I'm just OCD that way. I like
you
it.
You like that. You're like that with my iPod songs.
I don't rate iPod songs. I just like to know. I want them to be credited when they're listened to. I like to know the
are
play
you
counts.
I mean, iTunes.
Yeah, I have to have my iTunes play
what's
counts. You guys want to hear Lee's top 25 on iTunes?
Okay, let's close with this. This is a good idea.
Sorry about the fucking technical difficulties.
They have no idea they have.
Well, then we have to be transparent. All right. Top 25 most played. Should I count down or should I count up?
Down, up.
So count start at the lowest?
25
yeah.
One, start at 10.
Yeah.
Top
10. Yeah, top
10. I can be quickly.
Okay, just hammer.
Okay, so we're going to go from 25 or from 1?
Go start at 25, count from 1.
Rip through
so
to 10.
So at number 25, we've got Emerald Lake Massacre by Saskatoon Zone on Time Loop Advice 52 times. After that, it's No Use for a Name with Take It Home from the Feel Good Record of the Year at 52. Tail Feathers by the Flatliners from their new record Dead Language at 52. Coming in at 22nd spot is You Look Like I Need a Drink from Against Me's As the Eternal Cowboy record. Right after that is Rice and Bread from that same record, also at 52 play counts.
Real tight.
The Trumpet Player from No Use for a Name's Feel Good Record of the Year at 54. Perfect Government by NoFX at 55 play counts. That's 19. 18 is Sleeping Between Trucks from the Feel Good Record of the Year at 55. 100K by The Loved Ones at 55 from Keep Your Heart. Same record, Jane at 55. Old Croy Road from American Steel is 56 play counts from the classic Destroy Their Future record that not a lot of people know. Cliche Guevara from Against Me. Domino from No Use for a Name. Arsenic from The Loved Ones. Drive from the Gaslight Anthem, 58 counts. Liver Alone from the Flatliners, also at 58. That comes in at number 10 spot. Linoleum from NoFX is at 59 play counts. That's a legit ninth place. No tie there, although it is actually tied with The Biggest Lie from No Use for Names Field Good
Record
of the Year.
The playoffs.
Also, May 16th by Lagwagon is also tied with Linoleum at 59. Eulogy by the Flatliners also tied with 59. Coming in at an actual 5 spot is No Use for Names Field Good Under the Garden from the Field Good Record of the Year with 60. The Man I Killed by NoFX at 63. From the Wolf and Wolf's Clothing album, tied with Suit Yourself from The Loved Ones. And coming up in at number 2 spot is This Respirator from the Flatliners. And number 1 with 84 plays, the 18-minute and 23-second long song from my favorite band, NoFX, and my favorite song, both in my top 25 most played and here. Actually, for real, my favorite song, The Decline. NoFX is The Decline. 58.
I really don't know why I did that. Chris tells me I have something that's called Only Child Syndrome, where you just feel the need to share. That's probably the reason why I'm podcasting. The Only Child Syndrome, you just feel like you have to share your stuff with other people. That was fucking ridiculous. I don't know what compelled me to read out my top 25 most played songs on my iTunes. That was something else. So I apologize for that. But hey, if you've ever heard any of those songs before, give them a listen because they are fucking dynamite. All right, I'll continue now.
So, okay.
Oh, my
God. You recorded a podcast.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Okay, well, I hate to bash a free... Oh, my God. I really hate to bash a free program that, allows us to make podcasts and stuff like that. I mean, I think that's really shitty of me to do. And they're great. They do a lot of great stuff. And
we've got Emerald Lake Massacre by Saskatoon Zone on time.
Yeah, they. I feel really shitty bashing a free program that allows us to make podcasts. But it's probably not their fault. Sorry about the audacity bashing. I love the program. I love the ability to do the podcast. It's just sometimes things go wrong. And here, I just wanted to press pause after that top 25 got read out just to wax poetic on how much of an only child, self-involved idiot I am, and talk about how ridiculous it was that I had to read all of those out. And then when I went to go press play and resume from where the podcast left off, it decided that it wanted to start us back from the top of the show, which I don't understand, but I'm pretty illiterate.
The wisdom that I'm going to impart on you guys first.
Okay.
Before.
So, yeah, I guess I figured this out.
I got some words of wisdom that I'm going to impart on you guys first. I got some.
Sorry, guys. This is, if this podcast wasn't bad enough already, it's gotten a lot worse. I'm just.
For that being an 18-minute song, that might be a day's worth of listening to that song. All right.
Yeah, so, okay. Sorry, guys. I thought if I press pause, it would.
I don't know. All right. So, conversation is Lost Art.
All right.
Right. 58, 84 plays. For that being an 18-minute here. Actually,
okay,
for real,
back to
the song The Decline. No Effects is The Decline. 58, 84 plays. For that being an 18-minute song, that might be a day's worth of listening to that song if you did the math. I don't know. All right. So, conversation is Lost Art. And we're just a bunch of grown men coloring. If you like short podcasts, then you might like this because it might be really short. If not, maybe I can figure out how to use modern technology and splice these together. I got some words of wisdom that I'm going to impart on you guys first before we leave today, and I think these are something that you can take home with you and really ponder on and think about, and really will be a good moral lesson to carry on through your life in the new year in 2016. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt you got, makes me so horny. Ooh, rump, oh, smooth skin, you say you want to get in my Benz. Well, use me.
My anaconda don't want none. Unless you've got buns, hon.